Kum lenin ablat gemara. We're up to the flamed gimel amar aleph. The Mishnah. Maskidin givudas geshamim. We already had this Mishnah quoted previously. Maskidin givudas geshamim chiyas amesim. We mentioned mashiv aruch mer geshem by chiyas amesim. Because we mentioned in the beginning of our tainus the three keys that only Hashem has. One of them is rain as well. And so on. So the Gemara writes the Mishnah, V'shalah b'chaz Hashanim. But when it comes to Shail, to ask for rain, we wait till the b'chaz Hashanim, because it's apropos to be there. And v'havdolah b'chayin hadas. To understand the contrast, you have to be intelligent. So it fits into the bracha of chayin hadas. According to the Shalmi, it's chayin hadas, because that's the first bracha, and you're not allowed to ask for your personal needs on Shabbos. Not like the Babli says that you're allowed to ask, but we bridge the Shemnesa to make it convenient. But rather, you're not allowed to ask your bracha. So the first thing, before we can start saying anything for ourselves, we say Atochan Antonu in Chayin Hadas. The Levush writes in Simei Reish Tzadik Beis that he struggled a lifetime to try to figure out our Atochan Antonu, because it seems totally redundant. You say Atochan Hadas and say Atochan Antonu. Why are you repeating it twice? If you want to say Atochan Antonu, then start with Atochan Antonu, and then go back to the bracha. Why Atochan Antonu? So some say that Atochainen is written in present tense and Atochan Antonu is in past tense. Atochainen is you gave us the seichel, the knowledge to understand now how to discern between good and bad and dark and light and all these things that are current. Atochan Antonu, the Mala Torah Secha, is Matan Torah. You gave us the past, the wisdom of Torah, and that's the past tense. So it's two different chainens here, not the same. Okay, and then there's some other explanations as well. Anyway, Akiva says, Oimra, you say it, bracha, levid, b'fnei atzma. He says it deserves a bracha all on its own, and it should be the fourth bracha. In other words, it should be even before Atachainen. Before you begin Atachainen, you say Atachan Antonu, and it's a totally separate bracha, which fits in perfectly with the Yerushalmi. That before we start doing our personal needs, you got to first make sure that it's Shabbos is over. So you say Atachan Antonu then. And Rabbi Lezer says it's not a separate bracha, but b'haidah. Where does it belong? Atochan Antonu, when you thank the Eibishter at the end of davening by Moedim, by Yenis Shemnesa, that's where you also put in the Atochan Antonu. You're thanking the Eibishter for giving us the ability to see this in dark and night, and more than that, to realize what is dark and what is light. So I think about maskeeding, my time, why do we mention it there? Because it's equal to Tchias HaMeisim, Leficha Kavua, but Tchias HaMeisim, because it's such a great feat, and it's equal to the Meisim, same thing over here, therefore it belongs there. My time, why there? Because that's a bracha all about our livelihood. Therefore, it's only appropriate to put it there. Havdole bechayin and hadas, my time. Why havdole bechayin and hadas? Am Rabbi Yosef, mitoy shehi chachma, kavua bebichas chachma. Because it's to do with wisdom, it belongs in the bracha of wisdom. Lam gimlam aleph, about five lines after the word Gemara. It belongs in the bracha of chachma. But Rabbanan, and the very first bracha is chachma. In order for us to appreciate all the other brachas we have in Shemnesa, in order for us to know exactly what to ask for in all the other brachas, first we need to have wisdom. So Atochain is essential. But Rabbanan say, "Metoich shehi choil leficha kavua bebichas choil," because this is already a weekday and we're talking about our needs. So therefore, we fix it in there. Put it in there.
Is that the bracha that you only say when it's a weekday?
Exactly. Yeah. That knowledge is such a great substance that shenitna betchila bracha shechel. That is the first bracha of Shemnesa is all about das knowledge. Talking about how important it is to have deya, gedoyla deya shenitna ben shtei oisis. That greatest deya that is given between two words. Remember, it says kikel deyas havaya. That it says that deyas is right in between kale and havaya. Now there's a machlekes between Nigla and Chassidus what kale is, because the Zohar says that kale is actually chesed, but Nigla says that kale is rough, tough, that is gvura. So and some of the Rishonim learn that kale deis havaya is that the day is the knowledge is how to take kale and turn it into havaya, how to take the Eibishter who is angry, who is tough, and turn it into havaya to have rachamim, The chol and according to the Kabbalah, it's to be smart enough to know the difference between kale and avayu. They're both chesed. What's the difference? whoever does not have this knowledge, osul rachmalav. Not that you don't have to be; you're actually not allowed to have rachmanus. He doesn't try to understand these things. Shinemet says it's an apostle ki loy am binois, because you are not very clever. Who? Al kain, therefore, lo yirachemenu. Oyseyu, v'yaitzer lo yechanonu. The Eibusha won't have Rachmanis on them. So the Eibusha won't have Rachmanis, therefore we're not allowed to. What's the leap? Why aren't we allowed to? Because the Eibusha doesn't have. Because the Rambam says it's a mitzvah lachta b'drachav. You have to follow in the Eibusha's ways. And therefore, mahu racham, avat racham, and all that. And since the Eibusha doesn't have Rachmanis, then we have to follow him as well, not have Rachmanis when there's no das. Omer, Rabbi Elazar, now das in Chassidus is explained as application. Not being chacham, it's not bina, it's das. Das is whatever you understand, apply it and make sure that it affects your life. Don't just learn as, you know, stand for the sake of learning has no effect on you. And that's why also rachmulav, because something in his control. If it means intelligence, somebody's not born intelligent, it's not his fault. What do you mean also rachmulav? It means something that's in his control. And that is you learn Gemara and let it affect your life, not just learn some esoteric subject. Omer Abba Lazar says, Godul Migdish and Nasan Bein Beis Oisi. The Beis Migdish also was given between two Shemesh. And it says, Pa'alto Hashem, Migdish Hashem. Omer Abba Lazar, Kol Adon Sheyesh Boi Dei. Anybody has knowledge. Ilu Nivna Beis Migdish, Bein Oisi, Beis Migdish, Kreen His Days. Why? Because Dei and Nitna Bein Shtei Oisi is, and Migdish Nitna Bein Shtei Oisi. We just learned. The Das was between two words. Kikel Dei Savaya, and the Migdish was between two words. Between two words. So the Gemara says in Shama that anybody who lives a lifetime at the Beis Hamikdash is not built in his time as if it was Nechrev. So this somehow or another overcomes that Nechrev, that it was not a Chud. Maski, Rabbi Acha, Karchino, Rabbi Acha, ask a question, Lamiata, according to this, if you tell me a word sandwich between two names, Abish, or something great, what about Nekoma, Shanit, we just said today in Davening, Mishle, Oisish, Nemekel, Nekoma, Sashem. So what is it? Also a big thing. On Malay, yes. In, you're right, b'milsa, where the Eibishter needs to have the Kama Mia G'dayli, it's a great thing. What's that? I know, Mulder, Shtein, the Kama's Halal Lama. Why do you have twice the Kama's? Achas l'toiva v'achas l'ra, one for good and one to hurt others. L'toiva d'chsiv haifia mahar paron, the Kama Kama's haifia, that he came out from Har Paron, he brought us the Toida. And the good thing was that he decided, that he penalized the goyim, that he was mafkir their money and gave to Eden because they refused to accept the Torah. And we said that's why if a Jewish animal gores a goyish animal, you don't have to pay them anything. If they gore a Yiddish animal, you have to pay nezek shalom, the full damage, very first time. L'ra, when bad, the chesiv, it says, kill the kamel Hashem, kill the kamel Zephiah. So it's if we see when the kelim comes the shem l'dra kelim and haifim what it called and haifia kelim comes haifia is good. So we see that the kamas are a good thing. Kelim comes haifia. Rabbi Kiva Emir Oim Rabbi Brachar Vias. Omer Shabbat Abba Rabbi Echel Mechdi Anshe Knesses Hagdoila Tiknu Lem Yisrael Anshe Knesses Hagdoila. Those are the last Neviim in the beginning of the second base of Mikdash, including Mordechai. And you know, and Ezra, Malachi, Chayyim Malachi. There's an opinion that Malachi and Ezra were one and the same person. But although those people in the Anshe Hagdoila Tiknu Lem Yisrael Brachas, they were masakin the Brachas with Tfilas. Even though we had before that it was Shimon Apikuli, he was only Masader. He only gave us the order. At Tfilas Kedushas Vavdolas Nechzi. So what's the question here? Whether it's a fourth Brachas on Tikkun? Since something we say every Motzei Shabbos, let's see what we did. Because the times of Akiva is hundreds of years after the Shas HaGdolos. Let's see what they instituted. Amalei, no, this is what happened. Bitchila kavua bitfila. When it came to Havdolah, first they said we should do it by davening, because the first thing after Shabbos. Shiru, when the people became wealthy and they can afford wine, kavu ala kois. They said, you know what, forget davening, let's just make Havdolah on a cup. Henu, they became poor again. Chazru v'kavu bitfila. They went back. Reverted back to the old meaning of saying it by davening. Then the heim omer, then they decided, you know what? Hamavdul betfila tzadah sheyavdul koi, we'll do them both. Davening and a kois. Now interesting, by Kiddush, they never made this. By Kiddush, we never said, okay, first we'll say it by davening, then we'll move it to a kois, and then we'll go back. No such thing. And the difference is, because by tefila, by Kiddush, if you don't have wine, you can make it on bread. So you have a subsidy. Even if you're very poor, they have to give you, tzedakah has to give you something to eat, so they give you bread. Moitzoyi Shabbos, there's no substitutes. You can't use bread. So therefore, if you don't have wine, you don't have anything. So they went, reverted, that's why we went back, you know, it was float, it was a fluid kind of a minute from davening to cup back. First, they established by davening. As she became wealthy, kavua on the cup. Chozru ben became poor, kavu b'tfilin davening. They moment him out of the field, so Shabbos alakais. There's a big argument by Kiddush and Havdolah. First of all, it's Mahatayra with Rabbanim. We know Kiddush is Mahatayra. A big argument of Havdolah is Mahatayra. Not the Rambam clearly says in Perichov Tess and Hichah Shabbos that it's Mahatayra, Havdolah. You have to remember the beginning and the end, so Havdolah is Mahatayra. But what about Kiddush on a cup? So we have in the beginning of Nazir Avdalad, all the Rishonim argue what exactly is the mitzvah of Kiddush Matayra, is the mitzvah of Kiddush Rabbanan. If it's Mahatayra, what is it? Of course, you have to make Kiddush Matayra. We had before. Davchofen Bezocher is Kiddush. We had a discussion regarding women, whether it's Mahatayra or Rabbanan. Abayi says it's Rabbanan. But Kiddush is Mahatayra. But what exactly does the Tayra want? Does the Tayra want only to say a few words, like we discussed last time, you know, Shevach for Kiddush? Or does the Tayra want you to have a cup of wine? Does the Tayra want you to actually drink the wine? So there are Rishonim, each one holds something else. To the extent there are some Rishonim hold that Mahatayra, you have to even drink wine. But then even those who hold that Midrabbanan, the Rambam, Paskins, as we'll see in the Gemara in a minute, that Mahatayra, we'll see in a minute, let's continue. Itman Amilun, the Rabbah, Rabbi Yisif, the Mahatayra, both say, Hamavdil b'tfilah, tzorshi avdol kais. If somebody makes Havdolah in davening, he has to make Havdolah also on a cup of wine. Clear. We ask a question on this din. If you've got or you have to repeat. But we had to remember that the second brayso we had before. But forgot to say havdola ain machzirin oisim ipnei sheyochol oimer alakais. Doesn't say that you need to say make havdola kais because you can't. You have an option. So since clear from here. That seems like me voluntary. You know, it's up to you whether you want to make havdola cup or not. Not the way you learned till now. Says you better loy no tamer. Don't say that. Ipnei sheyochol oimer kais. Don't say read as if it says you can make havdola kais. Ela aim ipnei sheoimer alakais because you need to say havdola on the cup. Ipnami. We learned. Amar Rabbi Yama, Yefeshol, Rabbi Yisus, Rabbi Yechon, Metzid, and Bami, others say, Peshim, and Yaakov, and Mitzud, as Rabbi Yechon. In fact, Vano Shamit, and I overheard, says Rabbi Yama, Hamavdul B'tfilah, if somebody makes Havdol and Davening, Tzodit, She Yavdol, Al-Kaish, Loi, do you have to make, is it necessary to make Havdol on a cup? V'amal, and he said, yes, Tzodit, She Yavdol, Al-Kaish, it's necessary to make Havdol on a cup. Iboil, who, we have a question, what about, let's say, you jumped a gun, and Hamavdol, Al-Kaish, you made Havdol on a cup, Ma'u, She Yavdol, B'tfilah. When you daven Shmonesa afterwards, do you make say have to say Havdola by Shmonesa? Amar Nachum Bitcha Kavu Chaimim Mitfilah. L'chayda make a Kavu Chaimim from davening. Ma Tfilah the Ike Takanti Madar davening Shmonesa. You said before initially that was the Kehuna Tikana only to say Atzich Antonu and that's it. Amri Hamavdul Mitfilah. Yet the din is you said tell me now Tzodesh Yavdol Kos. Even though you fulfilled your main your principal Havdola. Yet we say that you need to make Havdolah a second time on a cup. So surely Hamavdol ala kais, which is only a secondary minik to make Havdolah a cup, the lavika tekanti, that's not the principal minik, loy koshken, surely we should say atchantonu shmeresi. So you definitely have to say atchantonu shmeresi, even though you made Havdolah on a cup. So the big machlek is a shenim, if you forgot to daven maid of Mitzvah Shabbos and you daven shachris tush tfilis, do you need to say Havdolah then? Because we're saying here that even though you made Havdolah on a cup, you still have to say Havdolah shmeresi. Do you have to repeat Havdol in the morning? Big Machlekes, the Mogen Avraham Paschas, you do. And then within the Mogen Avraham, your Machlekes, you have Ege and others. So which Shmonesa do you say the Atech HaNatonu in? First or second? Pashta is the second, because that's Mayriv. Others say, no, Atech HaNatonu is not a din, it's not part of Shmonesa, it's a din in Mitzvah Shabbos. But when do you place it in Shmonesa? So therefore, the closest Shmonesa to Shmonesa Shabbos is the one that you say. Torah Bacha, Aricha, Kameh, the Rav, Chinna, Rav, Acha, Aricha, said the name of Rav, learned before, Rav, Chinna, Hamavdil, Bitfila, someone makes a dawn davening, Meshubich, Yais, it should be is more praiseworthy, Mimi, She Yavdil, Alakais. He made Havdol on a cup. Here we have opinion that seems to say that it's not. We don't have to make Havdol on a cup, different than what we learned till now. It's just optional, and it's a wonderful thing. You tell me how Mavdol Betfilah Meshubich Yaisim and Mishi Yavdol Kais is better than making Havdol Kais. Sound like you have an option, either or, but you can choose whichever one you want. But I think it's a better idea to say Havdol during davening. That's what it sounds like in the beginning. Al Metfilah Luchud Asagi is enough. Then Vahadatani. Then you say Im Havdol Bezub Bezuberoshay. What's the problem? And if you do both, it's better. What's better? Because my problem is that if you fulfilled your mitzvah, stam to say Hashem's name and make a bracha is a problem. You now say Hashem's name in vain. There's a bracha of atola, and there's a concept of bracha shein tzricha. are not necessary bracha. So if you fulfilled, if you satisfied your obligation by davening, you have no right to make havdalah on a cup. Why not? Once you said daven, you're ready niftar. It's an unnecessary bracha. And Omar Avi Temer Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechon, Rav said, or the other Resh Lakish said, Rabbi Yechon said, Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechon, Resh Lakish, they both said, the Amitabai, they both say, Kol HaMavarech Bracha She'en Etzricha, anybody makes an unnecessary bracha, Oive Mishum Lo Sisa, you're Oive one of the Ten Commandments. You shouldn't quote Hashem's name in vain. So what shot? So the Gemara says, you're right, according to this Braisa, they tackle all, you should not make both. This is how you should read, the Braisa. Im hevdol bezu v'loi hevdol bezu. If you made havdol and davening and did not make havdol in the cup, yenuch le bracha reisha, good on you. Good on you. Now, this is l'chayl u'rayi to Taisis. You know, the big machlek is the Rambam and Taisis. According to the Rambam, if you say a bracha in vain, you have violated an isa in the Torah. As the Gemara says right here, l'sisa shema shema l'kachal v'shav. Taisis says, no, you didn't. Because if you made a bracha in vain, the fact is, I'm standing up today and I say, you know, baruch ato Hashem, shekshon zvanu, l'hadig nesh l'chanukah. It's not Chanukah today. But I'm allowed to thank the Eibishter for giving us a mitzvah Chanukah. What's so bad? That's not the saying Hashem's name in vain. What the pasuk is talking about, and therefore the same Mahatayit, there's no issue whatsoever. It's only midrabbanan. This whole concept of bracha and zikr with an asmachta of leisisa. And the Rambam says, no, it's Matayra. This Gemara right here seems to agree with, according to the Rambam, what do you mean? Lo yinuchu bracha reisha. If he does it the other way, he's even a veda. If he does that way, that's how he's supposed to do it. Every time you do a mitzvah the right way, you get yinuchu bracha reisha. That's the only way to do it. You're not supposed to make havdalah on a cup if you daven shem neser. So what are you telling me that if you don't make havdalah on a cup, you should be blessed? What do you mean you should be blessed? It's the other way around. If you do make havdalah on a cup, you should be cursed. Or you don't have veda. Sounds like to me that it's not such a bad thing, if it's unnecessary. It sounds more like Tosfos than the Rambam. Within the Rambam itself, there's a big machlek is how to understand Pshat and Rambam, but the way we do is the way the Rambam understands. Think about right. Boy, you have Rav Sheshes Tov Bzu Bzu Ma'o. What have you made a mistake in both? You didn't say Havdalah. You didn't Shemnesa. Was it in Amalei Tov Bzu Bzu Chayzel? You got to daven all over again. You got to daven all over again. If you didn't make Chayz, and once, well, why daven again? Just make Havdalah on the cup. So you said because. Because we just said before you don't repeat Shmanesra if you missed out Atik Antonu, because you can make it on a cup. So what are you telling me that if you missed out Shmanesra and a cup, you got to go back to Shmanesra? And not only that, and the Rishonim talk about, what do you mean you missed out on the cup? How do you miss out on the cup? You can go till Tuesday night. How is it ever possible that you missed out on Atik Antonu and davening and you missed out on the cup, so go back? Even if I didn't throw Havdalah on the cup, I'll do it Sunday morning, do it Sunday afternoon, Sunday night. Like Tisha B'Av falls on a Sunday, we'll do it Sunday night. So the Rishonim say, it's talking about you ate. You didn't daven ma'ariv, you didn't in a cup, and you ate. So we penalize you because you ate, even though the Gemara says, if you ate before, you know, whatever, you still have dollar. But because you didn't daven or have dollar, we penalize you that you have to start all over again and make a daven shmanesa. It's a knas, rather than all the other cases where you forgot, you weren't your yitzah, you mitzah, you know, do the right thing. Here, it's partial penalty because you've completely ignored this concept of Havdalah. Says Gemara Baita, Amalei Rabbi Lerava, Hichas Amai Was Halacha. Amalei said, Havdalah is Kiddush. Ma Kiddush, Afa Gavde Mekaddush, but Slaysa by Kiddush. Even though we say Kiddush in Davening, we say Baruch HaTosha Mekaddush HaShabbos in Shemanesa. And yet, Mekaddush HaKosam, yet we say, what? You make Kiddush on a cup and you come home. Af Havdalah Nami, so to Havdalah. Afa Gavde Mavdul, but Slaysa Mavdul HaKosam. So the Gemara clearly seems to be saying here, you're Yotze already Kiddush in Shemanesa, you still make Kiddush on a cup. This supports all those Rishonim, well, the Rambam Paskins, that when we say the words of Kiddush, you're ready, and Shabbat, you already fulfilled your mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos. And his base, the Magen Avraham says, his basis is right here. Because the Gemara says clearly here. Just like Kiddush, Afagav, the Mekaddush, but Shleisa, Mekaddush, Akosa. So when we come home and make Kiddush, it's only Midrabban. Because we already fulfilled our mitzvah of the Torah. And that's what I told you last time, you know, Yehuda B'Kiv Eger, are you allowed to make Kiddush for your wife or not? Because she's Mahatorah and you're Midrabban. But.
Rabbina, it must have been somebody else, not the Rabbina and Rabbi.
Yeah, different Rabbi. Yeah.
How could you think about that?
You're right. Now, however, there are three general questions on this. How can you say you ate a Kiddush? The Michas Chinuch's famous question is, in the Arab Pesachim, we said you have to say Yetzias Mitzrayim. In order, the Gemara said of Kufid Zayin, then you're not yet to Kiddush unless he mentions his Mitzrayim. We learn from a Zohar, Gzer Shava. So how can you say you're yet to Baruch HaTosha Mekadosh HaShabbos? There's no Yetzias Mitzrayim in that paragraph. So therefore, you're not yet to Mahatayr. You still have to go home and say, when he says Eichat Yetzias Mitzrayim, in Kiddush. The answer to that, everybody says, is since you say Krishma, and Krishma you say, since that's good enough, it's the whole davening is one davening. So he hates that. The Mishnah Berurah has a problem with it because mitzvah tzich has kavana. No one who davens has kavana that this should be my kiddush. So he says he paskins. Not like Magen Avraham with Al Terev says Yaitzah, he's not Yaitzah. However, everyone answers that the Rambam, the Rambam, the all passing your Yaitzah, because you don't need to have kavana that this is going to be my kiddush. When you're davening, this, the davening is called Kabbalah Shabbos. That general kavana that when you're davening, I am being mekabel Shabbos, that is kiddush. So even though I didn't have specifically in mind that these words, Baruch Atah Hashem, mekadosh Shabbos, should be my kiddush, you are Yaitzah, and that's called kavana. The third question is the Prima Gadim. He says that once the Rabbana came along, and the fourth one, once it came along and the Rabbanan say that you have to do it in a certain way, if you don't do it their way, their method, you're not going to even matayda, based on the Taisas and Sukkot of Gimel. You're not even Yetzir matayda. Since the Rabbanan said you have to make it a wine, you're not even Yetzir matayda, just saying the words the way the Taita originally said it was supposed to be. Everyone disagrees with him, and it's not a problem because they say, when does Taisas say that rule? Only when the Rabbanan were worried you might violate the Taita, the Sukkah, the table sitting outside of the Sukkah. And if you're going to sit in the Sukkah, even though and a large Sukkah, the table outside, we're scared you're going to stick your head out. So the Rabbanan made a gzera, not to enhance the Taita, but the Rabbanan were worried you're going to be over the Taita. When the Rabbanan are worried you'll be over the Taita and they put in a certain methodology that has to be done, you have to follow. If you don't follow their prescribed way, then you haven't been yet to the Taita because they're doing it to safeguard the Taita. But when the Rabbanan come along and say, we want to enhance the Taita, if you don't do it their way, they never said you're not Yetzer what the Taita said. You're still Yetzer Kiddush Matata. The Rabbanan want to enhance. They want to say it over a cup of wine. Like Taita brings a pasuk, the Yayin Levana, that, you know, Yayin is a nice thing to do and so on. And the fourth problem is the Rush. The Rush brings a shit to the Rabbeinu Yayin that says that you're not Yetzer Kiddush unless it's B'makom Suda. Meha Taira. And when you daven, there's no B'makom Suda. Everyone doesn't have a problem with that because he's the only opinion that says it's Kiddush B'makom Suda is Meha Taira. Everyone holds it. That's what I mean. Anyway, back to the Rabbi Lezer said, "Bahaydo." He said, "By Moedim, Rabzeida, Habi Rochiv Chamra, Habi Koshok Vozel." He's riding a donkey. Habi Koshok Vozel. Rabbi Chibar Amasei. Rabbi Chibar was following him, walking behind him. Amalei Vade. That means the true. They say, "Mashver Beichon." The halachas of Rabbi Lezer, halachas of Rabbi Lezer, that you should say, "By Moedim, be Yomte Cholu Yachas Shabbos." When Yomte falls Matzoi Shabbos, and the Shmoneser is a different kind of Shmoneser. We don't do the 18 brachas, so we don't say Atich Anton and all that. So when do you say the Havdalah part? You should say, "By Moedim." Amalei, ain halach. No, the halach is not like our blessed, even on Mitzvah Shabbos that leads into Yom Tov. So you might right away ask before we go further. Mikal Pligi, you're asking whether it's a halach or a blessed. That means everybody, they're still arguing where you say that Chantanu on Mitzvah Shabbos that falls on Yom Tov, whether you say it in the beginning, in the middle. Where are they arguing? Says the Gemara back. What do you mean? Like Pligi, they're not arguing. Well, Pligi and Abundant, Abundant Fetish and Amishna argue. They say it doesn't belong in Maidin, it belongs in the beginning. So the Gemara said, who said? Aim of the Pligi Rabban, maybe. When did Rabban argue and they say it doesn't belong in Moedim B'Shai Mois Hashana? The rest of the year when you have a brocha Atachayin, so that's the appropriate place to put an Atachantanu. But the Yom Tov Shechol Yidachah Shabbos Mipligi, who told you Rabban argue? Maybe Rabban Taka agree that that's the correct place. It's a Moedim. Where else are you going to stick in Atachantanu? So the Gemara, but what's the problem? You're asking whether they're arguing. Okay, let's say Rabban don't argue. But I'm still right in asking who the Halach is like, because Rabbi Akiva paskins that it should be done a separate brocha. Well, Paul Rabbi Akiva, so maybe Mitzvah Shabbos, he also holds it should be done as Hebrocha. Maybe we follow Rabbi Akiva, Mitzvah Shabbos leads into Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, no. Why would you even think so? Otu kol hashon kula mi abdin ki Rabbi Akiva, we generally follow Rabbi Akiva the entire year, the Ashton, Nekov, and now the Kibbutz, and now suddenly we'll follow him. Kol hashon kula my time, Lamadino, Rabbi Akiva, why? We follow Rabbi Akiva a whole year, because we said before, we have a fixed a number of brachas in Shemanesa, 18 or 19 at the time. We say Tikkun, Shasa is like Tikkun. Chatzchil was 18, forget about Lamashinim, but 19 to have Atchantanu, we never made. But Hachanami, so saying on Shabbos. Shev Tikkun we had before, there's exactly seven brachas by Shabbos, the seven times that's coiled by Mizmul David. And Tamni like Tikkun, but we don't have eight. Omalei, he said to him, Lav Halach Itmod Ela Matin Itmod. When we say that the Halach is like Rabbi Lazar when it comes to Mitzvah Shabbos, you're right. Take away the word halacha. There's no real argument here because Rabban agree and Rabbi Akiva don't follow anyway. Ela Matin Itmod. We're inclined. In other words, if somebody privately comes and asks me, what do you think I should do today? Should I say Tachm today, Yud Shvat, or shouldn't I? Or something like that. You have Matin, which is, I personally do this and this, but I'm not going to give a general psak that you should say Atchan Antonu by Moedim. That's Matin's inclined. Yeah. Tilting.
I lean towards that opinion.
Exactly. Matin. So we see Matin is not the same as halacha. Halacha means you go out and you give a directive of this is how it is, a psak. And Matin means if you ask me personally, I'll tell you what I feel, my inclination. Rabbi Yechana says, Moedim, Rabbi Yechana says that they all agree that you do it by Moedim. Needin is even less than Matin. Matin means I'm inclined, I'll tell you privately if you ask me what you should do, this is what you should do. Needed means I'm not even tell you what to do. Means gefällt, I like this particular way. I like it as this. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not even telling you what you should do. So needing is even a step less than matin. I'm saying the Kaita Rabbi Barabba Yodak, the Rabbi Barabba, who says needing is probably the most reliable source, who what do you call it? Because the Dayik, the Gomesh, Maited, and Pumid, the Mora, Shapi, that he, when he learned something from his teacher, he has it exactly verbatim. I'll give an example. Just like Chavan Pumidisa, the Harabai is, the Harabai is the structure was stuff. Kapaloya was double seating. Well, you stole from the stuff. It was one row in front of another row. Now, nobody used the word stuff. We used the word itztaba. Itztaba is what seats on. You had the word stuff. Why do you stuff? Because that's what his Rebbe said. He faithfully adhered to the words of his Rebbe. Say the Chibar Abba. However, so from all of this we learned so far, it seems that we should say Atchantanu by Maidim and Matzei Shabbos. We don't say Atchantanu, nor we say by Maidim. Why? Because Amar Rabbi Yosef, I know la hayyadayna, la hayyadayna, I know what you're talking about. I don't know this opinion or that opinion. And with Rabbi Shmuel Yadayna, from my teachers, Rabbi Shmuel, the Tekinulam Maganisa the Bubble, they created a beautiful treasure, a pearl in Bubble. They created a prayer in Bubble, which means that Netzisrael didn't say this. Netzisrael the taxes Atchantanu. In Bubble they said it. And Batoydienu Hashem, like what we say today. They only did in Chutzlah because in Israel, how often does it happen that Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos? So they didn't have, they never created a separate bracha. It hardly ever happens because Lo Yadu Raish and all that kind of stuff. Hashem came in Chutzlah, it's the second night, can very often fall out on a Sunday. That's why they created this prayer, Rabbi Shmuel. Tell you what about Mishnah. If somebody davens and decides to add a few words of his own, we learn before you can add words in davening, and he says, "Al kein tzipper." The guy says there on the bird, the mitzvah shluchah kein. He says, "That you have so much rachmanis on the bird, you shoo away the mother before you take the kids away." So you know he's describing how generous the Eibush is, his charity, how magnanimous he is, and share that with us as well. I'll tell you, and we'll remember you for the good things. Or he says, Maidim, Maidim, he says, Maidim twice, Mishaknos, all three instances we shut him up, we silence him. The Gemara will explain him anyway. Bishleim, Maidim, Maidim, Mishaknos, he repeats Maidim twice, we silence him, Mishum, the Mechazik, Shteir, Shus. We have two different gods. I acknowledge this one, I acknowledge that one. When you say the Eibush, we remember you for the good, and we don't remember the Eibush for the bad, and we don't acknowledge as bad. In fact, we learn later on, but now we didn't. We learn that Chayiv Adam Levarich Al Rokiv Al Tevi. You have to thank the Eibush for bad, just like for good. El Al Kein Tzipi Yigirachmecha. We'll talk more about that when we get in the Masechta. El Al Kein Tzipi Yigirachmecha. That's a problem. My timing. What's the problem? What's wrong? Mepligi Ba Tzrei Amorei. Big Machleik is Maroim. The Marova in Eretz Yisrael. Sounds like the only thing the Eibush showed charity to was to the birds and ignoring, oblivious to all other animals, all other creations. So he creates envy. Sounds like you're trying to make the Eibush's midas rachmin, but actually they're only gzedas. And Rashi lays down here a very important rule. Let's do the Rashi to get inside. Rashi, the word Gemara in the left-hand column, three lines into the page, Midoisev, it says, Rashi Mitzvoisev. Vohu loy lerachmim osa. Hashem did not give us any mitzvahs to show compassion. Elahatil al Yisrael chukik zeroisev. All of his mitzvahs are merely decrees. Lohaydiya. And every mitzvah was given to us that we should acknowledge, Shehem avodav. We are obedient servants to the Eibishter. Shemrei Mitzvoisev, v'gzeroisev chukaisev. Av bedvarim, even those things, sheyesh l'satan l'akim l'hoshev alayim alayim matzayim mitzvah. All mitzvah, says Rashi. Why do you get stuck to another person? Not because you're compassionate. Not because Eivish is compassionate. Because Eivish is giving us mitzvahs and he wants us to show that we have no mind of our own. That's how Rashi learned. The Ramban al-Chumash has a whole different shot. The Ramban says that the Eivish gave us those mitzvahs of Rachmim, not because we have Rachmim on another person, to teach us how to become mention, how to become have Rachmim, to plant inside us these mitzvahs. That Eivish has mitzvah of Chesed, mitzvah of Rachmim, we should acquire it as well. How? By behaving in a certain way. So that's not like the Gemara, not like this person was saying that the Eibush did it for the benefit of that of the beneficiary. It's the benefit of the one who's doing the mitzvah that we should become mentioned. Anyway, let's continue.
And that beautiful Ramban there with the Rambam, very nice. I wouldn't know if it's come the Rabbah, this person came before Rabbah, Omar, Atur Chasla came to be Atur Chiz Rachmalenu, just like Yerachman is there, have Rachmas on us. Omar Rabbah, Kamel Yoda Hachim Rabban Lutzim Mori. Wow, what a wonderful prayer. Omar Lebayi, Omar Shakim Lai, Sibu Lutzim, he silenced him. But Rabban Amichud Lebayi, the Bayi, he only wanted to test the Bayi. We had a number of times. Obviously, he turned the Bayi into a very sharp person. I would not know if the person came to Rachinina, Omar, he said the following, Okay, La God, La Giba, Noid, Va Adi, Va Ozil, La Yiro, La Yiro, Va Chazak, Va Amit, Va Vade, Va Nikbud. He made all of these different adjectives describing the Eibishter. Hempton led the same. Rav Chinin waited until he completed his bracha. Kisayim Amalei say, Yam Tenil Kula Shvacha. That's it, the Marach. You have nothing else to say about the Eibishter. Lovely Kula Hai. Anan Hani, Tlasim, even the three that we do say, HaGodl, HaGibba, VaNoida, E, Lav, Damrino, Moshe Rabbeinu, Baraisev. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have used those words in the Torah. And Va also Antre, Kanaka, Doyle, Vitiknu, Betrila, and would incorporate in the davening. Loi Havini, Yachil, Lemenu. We could never say it unknown. Because every praise you say to the Eibishter is actually an insult. Only this and not that. That Omne Kula Haiva Ozan Mosham Kadam Shahila for Love and Dinah Zov. A king had a million coins, golden coins, where Makalsin or Isaac Kesson said, people said, oh, he has so much silver. You think that's a praise? But look, Ginayu, that's actually an insult. What's silver? Nothing. The same with Abishta. If you, that's what we say, Melmul Batish Bachas. We're not going to even bother praising the Abishta. But all the praise you can think of. He says, "Hakobe deShemayim, Chus deShemayim. Everything is in the hands of the Eibishter, except God's fearing." Shneimer says, "Va'atri Yisrael Mohavayil Kav Shneimer. What does Eibishter want from you? Kim Yira. The only thing the Eibishter asks from you that He wants you tzaddik and you know chacham v'tipish and tall and short and oshiv oni. That's all in the hands of the Eibishter. But bechida for mitzvahs is in the hands of the person." Otu, now the one digresses. Otu Yidah Shemayim Milso Zutrasi. Is Yidah Shemayim a small thing? In fact, the only thing the Eibishter has by him that he treasures so much is Yidah Shemayim. That means obviously it's very, very valuable. How can Moshe made him make light of it? So trivial. Oh, Ato, nobody. What do they want from Yisachakul? Nothing, just a little Yidah Shemayim. It's a major thing. Shnevet Yidah Shemayim Tzare. In. The Gabi Moshe Milso Zutrasi. The Gabi Moshe is a small thing. And Chassidus already explains, what does that help us? Moshe is a small thing, but he's asking from us. For us, it's a very big thing. So Chassidus explains that in every person, there's a spark of Moshe Rabbeinu inside every person. And therefore, if we understand that, we have it already in us, the abilities to have that kind of Yiddish Shemayim. He's got to bring that to open. If you ask a person for a large keli, the Yeshli has it, no big deal. Oh, but cotton, you ask somebody for a small keli, they ain't like, it's like a big keli. There's a beautiful Rambam Meir Nevuchim and in his Tshuvas that he writes, which people don't know. Everyone says, a zivug is a bashert. The Gemara says, if you might, so that's a zivug sheni, and so on and so forth. But otherwise, I boy him, kain shalvat, so everyone tells you it's bashert, right? The Rambam says, chas v'sholm, those words. He says, the Gemara says here, hako tolu b'dei shemayim chutz meyir shemayim. Getting married is a mitzvah for the Torah. Any mitzvah, we have b'chira. How can you tell me it's bashert? Where's my b'chira? So he concludes there's no such thing. The Gemara says, Aboyim Yom Kedush Olad. He says, not by everybody, by some. And it's either a schar or a punishment. And you have to ask the Chosn Kal what they think afterwards, which one it is. But that's what he says. And the Tashbats, and he was a Rishon in Cheli Beis, Tshuva Aleph, is all about this Rambam. And the person asked the question, because this is like contrary to everything we believe in. So the Tashbats tries to explain. What's Takip Shah? Because Hakol Tov B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Meyir Shemayim. So he says, which is, you need to understand a little bit, but he said basically, the fact that I decide to marry the girl is my choice. Nothing to Bashert. The fact that she agrees, that's the Bashert part. So, interesting way of breaking it up. Anyway. Okay. Fine, let's continue. It's an amazing Rambam. Maidim, maidim, mishaskin, oisa. Let's just go to the Mishnah. If he says twice maidim, we silence him. Anybody says twice the word shema is ko'im, maidim, maidim, dummy. Is no different than saying maidim, maidim after silence him. Because it sounds like you're talking shema yourself, it's like two different abishas. Meisir will ask a question. Somebody says Shema and repeats it. It's not. It's not appropriate. It says that's not appropriate. But no one does say we silence him. Like Kash, it's not a problem. Big machlekes is training how to learn pshat there. But Rashi learns if you keep on repeating word for word Shema Shema Yisrael Yisrael or Moedim Moedim Menachloch, it doesn't make sense. So it's not silencing, it's not talking to two different gods, but what it is it's just inappropriate. So we say it's Maguna. But if you say the whole pasuk and then you repeat the whole pasuk, that sounds like you're talking to two different gods. Or you're talking to, and that's wrong. The other Rishonim hold just the opposite. That if you're saying word, 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 it sounds like you're talking to two Eveshes. If you're saying a whole pasuk, you know, it could be talking to the same Eveshes. Just like, you know, sometimes you didn't think you had enough kavanah the first time, you repeat it again, and so on. So anyway. Why is it so bad? Maybe the first time he didn't have the right kavanah, and the second time he did. Maybe that's what it is. What are you, so familiarity with the Eibishter? Are you a friend of the Eibishter? Miika. You know, you just dive and you ramble, and then suddenly you say, oh, you know, maybe I'll have a little kavanah. That's how it works. Remember we had before. A person has to measure himself before the Dama Shemnesa and make sure that they can have the Kavana to daven properly. Same thing over here. The first time around he didn't have Kavana, he was Stam daydreaming. You beat him with a hammer until he has Kavana. It's not a joke. You have to daven Mr. Daftzine. So therefore, Chavrusa Klapishmai, what Abish's friend or something? Okay, we'll stop here. Continue.